Ken Sheveldayoff looks like one might expect a politician to be like. Neat hair, suit, clean shaven. Country superstar Garth Brooks, on the other hand, is well known for his wide Stetson, cowboy boots and a belt with a big buckle. So it might be a surprise to learn in the 1980s, Sheveldayoff won a Garth Brooks look-alike contest at Craven.
Yeah, on his first album, he had a black and white checkered shirt, so I went out and I got a custom-made shirt. So I had the shirt and I had the mic, and thank goodness they didn't ask me to sing, but I did win that contest, and that's something that gets a few laughs when I talk to people about it today.
You might want Brooks on your playlist, but Sheveldayoff is hoping you'll want him as premier.
I feel this is like a job interview. I have to prove to the people of Saskatchewan that I have the background, that I have the experience and the passion and the want to be the next premier of the province. And I value myself as the grassroots candidate, somebody that's going to be on their doorsteps and talking to them while door knocking. And I think that's been very well received by Saskatchewan voters.
Sheveldayoff admits that striking the right work-life balance can be difficult sometimes, and it's something he needs to remember to do.
You know, I try to ensure that I'm a good husband and father and family person as well, but I do get very passionate about my work, about politics.
His passion and interest in politics started early. He met John Diefenbaker while in school. The late Prime Minister was the MP for the Blaine Lake area, where Sheveldayoff grew up.
He'd come into our school by helicopter, and that was a big deal for a kid like myself. So I tell the story that I'd run out there and I'd be the first kid to shake his hand, and I'd get so excited that I'd run to the back of the line so I could shake his hand again, and he'd say, hey, I saw you before, you know.
But life isn't all politics. He has a love of hockey. His brother Kevin is the manager of the Winnipeg Jets.
Well, I look at the hard work that he's done in his life and some of the hurdles that he's faced in hockey as well. A lot of people want you to make short-term decisions, trade this person or do something for the short-term gain. And he's really a long-term thinker. So that's something that I very much learned from him.
Despite the grind of the leadership campaign, the pierogies that have been eaten the thousands of kilometers on the clock since it began, Sheveldayoff is glad he entered the race and for the opportunities it has provided him.
This is such a special place. I know politics runs deep, and it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity for the next premier of the province to put his or her stamp on things.
With this candidate profile, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.